The news is read by Susan Jackson.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that 90% of a proposed deal aimed at establishing a ceasefire in Gaza has been agreed. Mr. Blinken urged both Israel and Hamas to finalise a deal on a truce, adding that the US would be offering ideas in the coming days through Egyptian and Qatari mediators in the hopes of sealing an agreement. It comes as Palestinian media has reported that Israeli forces have withdrawn from the West Bank city of Jenin and one of its refugee camps, following a 10-day military operation there. The Palestinian Health Ministry said 21 people had been killed in the city, with Israeli forces causing extensive damage to its infrastructure. Plumbers, fitters, welders and apprentices who are members of the Unite trade union are taking strike action today in a dispute over travel allowances. Pickets have been placed at large construction sites in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Kildare. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
This 24-hour work stoppage began at midnight. Pickets have been placed on selected large construction sites where members of the Mechanical Engineering and Building Services Contractors Association are carrying out works. Unite is in dispute with the association. The union's members are seeking the restoration of a payment for the first hour of their travel time. Unite says this was cut as a temporary measure following the 2008 financial crash and has not been restored. Employers say, however, that the payment has been incorporated into hourly rates since 2011 as part of an agreement reached with Unite. The construction sites hit by today's strike include projects for large companies such as Intel, Diageo and Eli Lilly.
In the United States, Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, has pleaded guilty to 9 charges of tax evasion. He'll be sentenced in December. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Hunter Biden's guilty plea to 9 counts of tax evasion came on the day that a jury was to be sworn in at his trial in Los Angeles, and it took the prosecution by surprise. The Department of Justice lawyers refused to accept Biden's plea offer to accept the court's punishment without admitting guilt. After several adjournments in the hearing, Biden eventually pleaded guilty to all 9 charges of evading $1.4 million of taxes. This is not a plea deal. Hunter Biden said he was pleading guilty to avoid putting his family through what he called the anguish of another trial. He will be sentenced on December 16th. Hunter Biden is also awaiting sentencing in a federal gun possession case in Delaware. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
At least 17 pupils have died after a fire ripped through their school dormitory overnight in central Kenya. Police said 16 others sustained serious injuries and have been taken to hospital. The blaze in Nyeri County broke out around midnight and engulfed the area where the students were sleeping. An investigation has been launched into the cause of the fire and the ages of the victims have not been released. The European Union's climate monitor Copernicus has said that during the past 3 months, the world experienced its hottest June to August period ever recorded, as well as the hottest day on record. The agency said that 2024 saw the highest temperatures ever recorded for the Northern Hemisphere summer, surpassing last year. The director of Copernicus, Carlo Buontempo, blamed climate change, adding that the El Niño effect was no longer the main driver.
This was the warmest August and the warmest summer on record globally. El Niño is no longer the main driver. We still have some warmth in the Pacific, but we still have a very warm ocean elsewhere. So it's no longer El Niño. And of the many drivers of climate variability, the one we need to look into in this case as a main responsible is really the anthropogenic climate change and the increase in greenhouse gases in our atmosphere.
Human remains, cannonballs, bog butter and a haul of over 600 clay pipes are among more than 2,000 archaeological finds which have been handed into the National Museum of Ireland since July 2023. They were discovered by archaeologists and members of the public who handed them into the museum. The records were obtained by RTE News following a Freedom of Information request. Ryan Clark reports.
49 sets of human remains were discovered and given to the museum over the 12-month period. Human remains were uncovered in County Sligo, with another find coming in County Carlow, along with pottery, charcoal and the remains of animals. Further discoveries of human remains were made across the country, the largest of which in Roscommon, Louth and Tipperary. A trove of 636 clay pipes was discovered in one find in Sligo in 2023. Before cigarettes were popularised in Ireland, clay pipes were used for smoking. Elsewhere, there were finds of bog butter in Galway, Longford and Westmeath. Bog butter is an old method of producing and preserving butter by burying it in peat bogs inside wooden containers. Plenty of tools, jewellery, pottery fragments and coins were also found, along with spearheads, arrowheads and axe heads, while three bullets were unearthed in Cork and three cannonballs were discovered in Sligo. It's against the law in Ireland to search for archaeological objects with a metal detector without written government consent. People can be fined up to €63,000 and get up to 3 months in jail if found to be in breach of the law.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Warm and dry today, with long spells of sunshine developing in most areas. It'll be cloudy at times in the south, with the chance of some showers developing there later. Highest temperatures will range from 20 to 25 degrees.